So are there any practical tools that we can use to overcome anxiety? Yes. And I said that worry is the interest we pay on loans we haven't yet taken. That means that most of the time, we worry about things which haven't happened, which are unlikely to happen also. So to be prepared for the future is intelligence. To be paranoid about the future is self-destructiveness. So basically, one of the practical ways to deal with worry is caused because we are too much connected with external changing material things. So when we withdraw our consciousness from the changing material things and focus the consciousness on unchanging spiritual reality, that itself calms us down. Say if a boat is in a sea, the waves will keep moving it up and down. If a person is in the sea, they'll move up and down even more. Then the boat, they'll move less. If they're in a boat that is anchored, they'll shake even lesser. So then the world changes will be inevitable. And the changes, if we are unsheltered, we are like a person in the ocean, will be tossed up and down. That'll cause anxiety. But the Bhagavad Gita says, spiritual knowledge is like a boat. Jnana plavena. So if we cultivate spiritual knowledge, then that itself will shelter us. We understand I am spiritual. I am a part of God who is spiritual. Then our anxiety will go down substantially. And not just spiritual knowledge, but if we follow a spiritual process, then that is like the boat getting anchored. So the process of mantra meditation, chanting especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in this age, is like the anchor. So when we anchor ourselves in spiritual reality, anxiety will go down substantially. Because we will shift our consciousness from the material level, which is changing and which induces anxiety, to the unchanging spiritual level, where we find security. At a practical level, also, once we have calmed ourselves down, now we can differentiate between when we are faced with some situations, you know, we can differentiate between which of our anxieties are simply imagined and which are real. If we are not calm, then we just get worried. This may happen, that may happen, that may happen. And the problems start feeling bigger and bigger, and we start feeling smaller and smaller. But once we are calmed down, we can realize, actually, this, if it happens, I'll deal with it. Now, there are possibilities and there are probabilities. As a possibility, this roof may collapse. It may crush us. But the probability is extremely low. So if we start getting paralyzed by possibilities, we'll not be able to do anything. So we use our intelligence to evaluate what is likely to happen and then appropriately prepare for it. So connection with spiritual reality through spiritual knowledge and spiritual practices, and then using the calmed intelligence to evaluate which anxieties are realistic and which need to be dealt with. That way we can practically cope with anxiety.